Welcome to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural with the Natural Healing Show.
Hello, you are listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one bestselling author. You can find out more about me and my work at CatherineKerrigan.com and UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter so you can learn even more about how you can heal yourself naturally. Now, our guest today is Dr. Raleigh Duncan. Dr. Raleigh Duncan is the founder and chief executive officer of Clear Light Infrared Therapy and Wellness Solutions. And you can find out more about Dr. Raleigh Duncan and his wonderful work at his website, infraredsauna.com. Welcome, Dr. Raleigh Duncan.
Hi, Kevin. How are you today?
I'm doing great. So many of our audience are experts already in natural healing, and there's so many wonderful solutions when we want to be healthy. What exactly is a far infrared sauna, and how is a far infrared sauna different from a regular sauna?
Oh, great question. So we started out making far infrared saunas long time ago. Everybody's familiar with the box of hot rock sauna. The Finnish type sauna heats the air up to 200 degrees or something like that, and then the heated air heats you, and then you get benefits from that and start to sweat. Infrared sauna is a different wrinkle on it. I call it the urban nomadic sweat lodge. It's more of a high-tech sauna in that the infrared panels, the heaters surround you in our saunas. And we have far, mid, and near infrared, depending on which models you get and different options. But the infrared wavelength, we give off infrared from our body. So it's very familiar to us. Infrared wavelengths come through the air, penetrate into the soft tissue, and heat you directly. And a lot of healing happens with that infrared wavelength, especially if we'll put back a lot of the same wavelength that we're giving out. We get a resonant frequency, but that's taking a deeper cut. But basically, that's the main difference between the two.
So Dr. Raleigh Duncan, as a medical intuitive healer, whenever I have clients with cancer or who are afraid they might be diagnosed with cancer, one of my first top recommendations is that they start using a far infrared sauna regularly.
Yes.
And just in my clientele, I can tell, you know, dramatic stories of people who've had miraculous turnarounds just using a far infrared sauna.
Yes.
So you are familiar with the scientific research. What does the scientific research show about the benefits of a far infrared sauna?
So there's so many benefits. It's hard to even encapsulate them all. But let's just say when you sit in the infrared sauna, the first thing, what's the biggest problem we all have today? Everybody's on their phones. We're all stressed out. Catherine, I took 2 weeks one time. Everyone I met, whether it was the grocery clerk or friends, and I said, are you stressed out? I didn't get one person to say, no, I'm not stressed. I'm so calm now. So when you get into the infrared sauna and that infrared wavelength comes into your body, it causes a vasodilation. It comes into your muscles and it takes the pain away from your muscles and your joints. So that's just the opening volley, is to de-stress, remove pain, but then it goes deeper. And we can talk about some of the studies into heart health, into boosting the immune system. A lot of people will call us or write us an email after they'd gotten their sauna, and they'll say something like, you know, I got the sauna because I heard it will help me to sleep better, but I didn't realize that my skin would get so soft. So of course, we're detoxing the body, and it's going to happen first at the skin level. So softening of the skin is another one. It just is so many things that the infrared sauna can do. I'm still amazed and over and over again, and people are coming up with a lot of things. We just finished a study with UCSF on depression, and that was very interesting. And it showed that 91% of the participants no longer met clinical criteria for depression after using the sauna for, and they also were going to cognitive behavior sessions. And this was over a period of weeks. So things like that. And we had never really thought of that early on. So kind of amazing.
So my own testimonial about using a far infrared sauna, I got a far infrared sauna for the first time. I purchased one in 2004. So that was literally 21 years ago.
Yes, ma'am.
And the reason I got one was that lab tests showed that I had high levels of heavy metals in my body. And those of us who are knowledgeable about these things, high levels of heavy metals can cause things like Alzheimer's disease. So 21 years ago, I did a number of other therapies. One of the things that I did was I did 2 years of foot baths. I did medical tests on myself before and after, and the foot baths made almost zero difference.
Interesting.
And then I got my far infrared sauna, and it was quite dramatic because I remember at the time I got my far infrared sauna, I'd already done more detoxing than any human being I'd ever met. And within, I used my sauna every day, the far infrared sauna every day for about 30 to 45 minutes, and my energy level doubled in a month.
Yes.
And you know, so again, so many people, you know, when we look at like why far infrared sauna, so many people have energy problems. And that really demonstrated to me how much cellular toxicity is related to people's fatigue, right?
Yes. If you're depleted, of course, you're not going to be able to function at a higher level.
Yeah. So at any rate, it's something that I highly recommend for all of my clients who are really serious about being very healthy. Now, Dr. Raleigh Duncan, founder and CEO of Clear Light Infrared Therapy, how often do you recommend the average person stay in an infrared sauna to achieve the maximum benefit?
Well, when you say maximum, that has a lot of different connotations, but I'll give you a baseline. You can stay in your sauna. I knew a guy took 2 1-hour infrared saunas every day, and I thought that was excessive, but he thought that was pretty good. And he did that all the time. He was a raw foodist, and you know, he was extremely committed to it. But we've had some studies come out. There was a study that came out of Finland, and they wanted to look at, I don't know if you've heard of this study, but it was over a period of 20 years, 2,500 people, and middle-aged men, and they wanted to see what is the difference between taking a sauna once a week, twice a week, all the way up to 7 times a week. And what they found was the sweet spot was at about 4 times a week for only 20 minutes at a time. So I use that as a good rule of thumb because it was very dramatic. And the people in that group from the actually 4 to 7 times a week, 20 minutes, they found that over a period of time in that 20 years that they had a 62% less chance of cardiac death and a 40% less chance of all-cause mortality. And as you know, from seeing a lot of different research, that's off the charts. That's not like, oh, I don't know whether that's good enough. So should I really take a sauna? You know, this is, if you had a, let's say a vitamin or a pill, even Western medicine, and said, take this pill and take it 4 times a week and you'll have a 62% less chance of sudden cardiac death and cardiac disease. I mean, people would be lined up around the block to get that. So anyway, back to your question, I take about a 20 to sometimes 30 minute sauna. I try to do it 4 times a week. I travel a lot on the road, and so it gets difficult. but I'm always looking for a sauna. And I feel that if you'll do that, you will be in the plus side of your health, and have a cumulative effect of detoxification, of getting out of that fight or flight sympathetic tone and into more rest and digest.
Right. And another group of people that I always recommend saunas to are people who are recovering from any kind of addiction, right?
Yes.
Whether it's legal drugs or illegal drugs.
Yes.
And I had one client who needed to recover. He'd gotten off the drugs, but he was still quite toxic. And I started
Yes.
to use a far infrared sauna, and his eyesight improved.
We see that as well. And also people you had mentioned, cancer survivors. Many of them were undergoing radiation and or chemotherapy, and I've seen many, many people that have reported back to us. Of course, it's all anecdotal for this, was that they came in back to their doctor and he said, "How come you don't have a red rash all over your body?" Or, "How come you don't have, well, I did my infrared sauna." So it's detoxing. And you know that we are in, I don't know if you're familiar with EWG, Environmental Working Group.
Yes, of course, yes.
Yeah. And and you know, they say this was 10 years ago, 80,000 plus chemicals in our air, water, food, you know, everything, that our great grandparents did not have. And they also did that test on umbilical cords of newborns, and over 200 chemicals, including lead and different, very toxic things. So this is my goal. This is my mission, is to have people live in a toxin-free world if they can, or at least we can mitigate it to the extent that we can. Because as you know, the toxins, they mimic hormones. You have obesogens, just so many things that will put the body off. It's really something.
Yes, and when I recommend a far infrared sauna to my clients, it's one of the easiest health practices you can do. Like, even some people are too tired to go to the gym. Well, it's like you can just lie in the
I
sauna
know.
and feel better, right?
Yeah, you want to listen to some music. We have speakers in there and Bluetooth if you want, unless you don't want, and then you just turn it off. But I listen to books on tape, things like that. It's just a very relaxing time.
So, Dr. Raleigh Duncan, the founder of Clear Light Infrared Therapy, can you explain for our audience what are the best ways to use an infrared sauna? Because a lot of people will say, well, I don't like to get hot, or I'm hot natured already.
Right.
So what's the best protocol for using a far infrared sauna?
So turn the sauna on, let it warm up. You don't have to warm up because, again, we're so enculturated to a sauna has hot air in it, but get it to maybe 130 degrees and then get in. And when you get in at that temperature, when you first go in, you'll go, not much happening here. Just wait. In 5 minutes, as the infrared comes and penetrates to an inch and a half into your body, it will feel like the air has gotten hotter, but it hasn't. It's just the infrared coming into your body, and it feels like being hugged by 30 people in a good way. So that's the thing, and we talked about how many times. Always drink water. Of course, you're going to lose water through the perspiration before and after. And really, take a towel in, sit on a towel. That's about it. There's not much more you need to do. You have to pick a time. You know, it's good to get into a routine of a certain time every day. Some people are morning sauna users, others are afternoon, some are right before sleep. Now, if you take your sauna before you go to sleep, some people get very energized. But actually, what happens is that when you heat the body up and then let it cool down, one of the byproducts of that process is melatonin, natural melatonin coming in, and then you're all relaxed, and hopefully your mind's not racing at that point because you're in a parasympathetic tone.
So the
But that,
far
yeah.
infrared sauna can help people sleep better.
Oh, yes, we get a lot of people that get the sauna and report very good outcomes for sleep, because again, what keeps us up? It's our mind, our fears, our worries, and you go in the sauna and all that kind of disappears. It's one of our saunas, our biggest sauna line, is called the Sanctuary, and that was not just a random word, because it really is a sanctuary where you go. And I used to go in the early days with my wife, and I don't think we've been in a sauna together for, well, many decades, because it's really a place that you go to just be with yourself and to calm down and not have the world coming at you. And that's a great tool.
So Dr. Raleigh Duncan, you mentioned that when we use a for infrared sauna, we also need to hydrate, because you're
yes.
Another recommendation that I make for all my clients who are using for infrared sauna is to take a good high quality multi-mineral supplement.
Yes. That too.
So many people are mineral deficient to begin with. And then when you go and sweat that much, you can sweat out your electrolytes.
Yes, that is also a recommendation that we make, and I'm glad you're doing that.
And with that, let's take a break and listen to a message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one bestselling author. We're listening to Dr. Raleigh Duncan, the founder and CEO of Clear Light Infrared Therapy. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
If you see the letters AIDA, do you immediately think of the opera by Verdi? AIDA is also an advertising acronym for those iconic Mad Men days. A is for attention, I is for interest, D is for desire, A is for action. This process is a timeless truism for making a sale. Fortunately, if your product or service is health-related, we can offer you guaranteed access to a global audience with a high interest in health, healthy lifestyle, and contemporary well-being. UKHealthRadio.com has a regular monthly audience of around 1.5 million health-conscious people. And Health Triangle, its award-winning monthly magazine, has around 20,000 paying subscribers. Find out more about both at ukhealthradio.com. Let's all put health first.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tena Sensitive Care Pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena Sensitive Care Pads with the skin comfort formula online and in stores now.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Dr. Raleigh Duncan, when many of my clients hear that I recommend a for infrared sauna, they go out and impulsively buy the wrong one. And I've seen people buy these saunas that look like little toasters with silver right. on the side, and I'm like, no. So you revolutionized low EMFs. So we did here at Natural Healing Show, we did a whole radio show about electromagnetic frequencies and how EMFs, high EMFs, can affect your mind and body adversely. And many, many people are sensitive to EMFs. So if you get the wrong far infrared sauna, that yes. can aggravate that problem. And then also, you have revolutionized low extra light frequency, ELF, in your saunas. Can you explain for our audience, because, you know, we all believe in what we do, why are your clear light saunas better than a regular sauna and yeah. than other saunas?
Yeah. So I think is orientation, number one, and intention. So getting into the infrared sauna business was not actually my goal. My goal was, I was 20 years in machine tool business and calling on manufacturers, and I had a existential crisis that led me to realize I had to do something and give back. So then I came out to California with my family, enrolled in my 40s in chiropractic school, became a chiropractor, and then started this company when I purchased two infrared saunas. This was before the internet. This was in the 90s. So anyway, at the point that we started designing and building our own saunas, my intention for the infrared saunas was to help people to heal. So if your intention is to help people to heal, then everything that we do in the saunas was to make certain that people will get the optimum experience, the optimum quality. For instance, we give a lifetime warranty on our saunas. And that includes 7 years of a technician coming out if there's a problem. And then for life, we will send out the parts. So I'll get into EMF, how this came about. Originally, the technology of heaters were either metal or ceramic tubes with a sort of mirror metal behind it for reflection and reflect the heat out. But I wanted different wavelengths because I wanted optimal wavelengths from my research and study that would help the body to detox. And to do that, we give off infrared at 9.4 micron from our body. And in order to detox the body, I found that on the spectral absorption curve, without getting too technical, that water at 7 micron will take in all the infrared that you can give it. And so I wanted to get that resonant frequency. This was papers out of Japan. And so that's what led me to these flat panel carbon heaters. Now, you think about this evolution, wanting to heal, wanting to get a better detox out of our saunas, needing to go to a different heater. But alas, I got one of the heaters from Japan. The EMF on it was off the charts, over 100 milligauss, buried the needle. So with a Korean heater manufacturer, we diligently worked 3 years. It took us 3 years to silence the EMF. And at first we thought we'd shield it. That didn't work because then you had no heat left. Anyway, long story short, EMF comes off at 60, you know, you've heard of 60 hertz. So that's 60,000 times a second, the alternating current's doing this. So the EMF is coming out at the top and the bottom. So what we did is we took two heaters, these flat panel heaters, and we put them in opposite polarity. So when the EMF was coming out at the top, the one heater, the other heater, it was coming out the bottom and it's silent. So we patented that. And we never looked back. And so I wouldn't put those heaters in until we knew that they were 100% safe, because my intention is to heal. So that would be counterintuitive. And then after we started putting that in all our saunas, and we were we were the only ones doing it. I had a call from a lady in L.A., and she said, my EMF specialist just came and he has all the gauges and everything. And he says, your ELF is high. And I was like, no, you don't understand. I said, it's low EMF. I didn't even know what ELF was. So ELF is measured in volts per meter. So that led us on another, it wasn't 3 years. It's actually a little quicker, where we actually capture this ELF, because it is also detrimental to human health. By putting a mesh in front of the heaters that we originally put. So if you touch the heaters by accident with your finger, it wouldn't burn your finger. So by carbonizing that mesh and then grounding it to the earth, we absorb all that ELF in volts per meter. So this has been our process, and we haven't stopped. We keep going on and finding more ways to help people to heal in the sauna by putting red light, by putting halo therapy or salt therapy. So when you have your 20 minutes in the sauna, the question is, what else can I do to help to heal? So there's a long answer, but it kind of gives the whole rounded out story.
Yeah, great information. And many of my clients know or recognize that they're sensitive to EMS because they're sensitive to their computer or their cell phones, and people who are knowledgeable about EMFs completely avoid any kind of microwave food or drink, right?
Yes.
But many people are sensitive to EMFs and don't even realize it. And then if you want to be healthier and you're getting a sauna, you need to get a sauna that's low in the EMF, so you're not overloading your electrical system as you take a sauna.
Yes, it's counterintuitive to do that, counterproductive as well.
Right. Now, Dr. Raleigh Duncan, as I mentioned, I initially got my sauna because I realized that I had high levels of heavy metals in my body. And there's different ways to get rid of heavy metals. Some people do IV chelation therapy.
Yes.
Which is expensive and uncomfortable. And then you've got to go to some doctor and sit there for hours with an IV in your arm. There's oral chelation, where you take supplements. And what I find is many of my clients literally feel like they're going crazy when they get when the heavy metals come in. Versus the sauna, where you just lie there and gently sweat. How do far infrared saunas help us to get rid of heavy metals?
So in the infrared sauna, and the work that I'd done with getting this resonant frequency, which is a vibration coming from the infrared coming into the body, vibrating the water, and that means we're vibrating the cells to help the toxins to come out. So the toxins are going to come out, go in the bloodstream, and they're going to eventually go out through the liver, and then they're turned into something that can be expelled and go out through the pathways of excretion through urine, through you'll find it in the blood and through feces, and actually by exhaling. If you're taking saunas and are exhaling, you'll have toxins coming out. So there's the different pathways to get the toxins out. There was a lot of interesting research that was done by a gentleman up in Canada, Calgary, Stephen Genius, not genius. He is a genius because he's done over 140 different research studies, not just on saunas, but he does a BUS study, blood, urine, and sweat. So he puts people in the sauna, and then after a period of time comes and measures. We're going to measure your sweat and see what toxins are coming out. We're going to measure your urine and your blood and see what we've liberated. So that proves that this detoxification happens, but it happens incrementally. And if you'll do the sauna regularly, then you can catch up and hopefully get behind your toxic burden.
Now, as you know, Dr. Raleigh Duncan, there's a difference between regular saunas and far infrared saunas.
Definitely. So
somebody may be listening to this and say, well, I can just go to my local YMCA and sit in the regular sauna and sweat. And we also sweat, for example, when you exercise. So how much of what actually gets released from our bodies in a far infrared sauna is actually cellular toxins versus what we release in a regular sauna?
I haven't seen a study to that effect. I know that there are toxins going to be released in a regular sauna. And in the beginning, when it was us versus them, you know, it was that mentality. And the sauna people in Finland would say, that is not the sauna. But now things have changed a lot. I know that our vibration, this resonant frequency that we're doing, aids it. I know that the infrared is penetrating deeper. So if I'm traveling and the only sauna in the hotel is a box of hot rocks, I will gladly go in there. And I had the pleasure of being in probably the largest manufacturer in Finland of box of hot rocks and sitting with the CEO and CFO. And they said, The CFO said, the CFO said, you know, infrared really has a lot of advantages. And actually, a little tear came to my eyes because we had been so combative, not those people, but sort of infrared versus box of hot rocks. And that was a big shift that we see now. But infrared has so many different advantages. Number one, mostly with the box of hot rocks, you've got to build that in. And it takes a tremendous amount of energy because you're heating up all the air, where the infrared, you can set one of our saunas up, depending on the model, in an hour. Some of our models plug right into regular household current. If you ever move, they just come apart. The walls come apart, and then you take it with you. So that's what I see in the advantage. A lot of people can't stand that high heat of the hot air. They have to hold a handkerchief or something in front of their face, and they just cannot take it. So this is a kinder, gentler, and more therapeutic type of sauna. I predict that someday, just because of energy costs, the infrared sauna will be the dominant type of sauna. It just makes sense. Probably not in my lifetime, unless I live to be 150 or so. We'll see.
So, Dr. Raleigh Duncan, as you know, there's all different kinds of people. And I have clients who listen to me and do what I recommend. And other people who listen to me and they go, well, I'm just going to go off and do my own thing.
Yeah.
So, I had a client recently with prostate cancer, and I recommended that he use a far infrared sauna, and he tried a couple of sessions, but then he decided that what he wanted to do was a steam room instead.
Mm.
So what is the difference between a far infrared sauna and a steam room?
I love steam. I love it as much with a little eucalyptus in there, more for how it feels in my lungs, but it's not that deep type of sweating. You'll have water on your skin, but it's not the same therapeutically. It does good things, and I love them, but it's just not the same as far as detoxification and having that deep penetration of infrared going into your muscles. And it's just a different experience, so it has its place, but it's, for what he was experiencing, it probably wasn't the best choice, but it's better than nothing.
Better than nothing.
Yeah.
Now, with that, let's take a break and listen to a message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one bestselling author. We're listening to Dr. Raleigh Duncan, the founder and CEO of Clear Light Infrared Therapy and Wellness Solutions. We'll be right back.
Radio. UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
So, Dr. Raleigh Duncan, you were an early pioneer of using specific infrared wavelengths to heal the body. Will you share with our audience about that?
Well, I touched on that a little in when we talked about the coming up with the heaters. And so we break it down into far infrared, mid infrared, and near infrared. And our saunas, the majority of our Sanctuary series has what we call full spectrum heaters, and they have full spectrum, meaning that it has far, mid, and near. In the far bandwidth, that's where we have the wavelengths that are closest to the wavelengths that we put out, we're more familiar with. And that's a large percentage of that. And when you go into mid, it's a little different in that you get a little better wound healing, things like that. But both in mid and near, it's captured by water. That means that when the wavelength comes in, it's not going to penetrate as deeply because the water captures it before it can go deeper and the energy is dissipated. The energy is really not given up much in the air. Now, near infrared is completely different in that it is not captured by water. Isn't that interesting? So we use those wavelengths as deep heaters to go in to heat the core, because when you heat the core of the body and the temperature of the body, what was it? Hippocrates, give me a fever and I can heal any disease. So that's what we're doing. We want to raise the core temperature of the body a degree or so. And if you'll do that, amazing things will happen. So that near infrared helps us on that goal, because things like heat shock proteins and FOXO, different things are given off when you put a heat stress on the body that are beneficial for the body. And so that's the different, that's a good breakdown of the different wavelengths that we have. And I talked about the 7 micron wavelength that is in, it's sort of a distribution. It's not just like one wavelength. It's a distribution of wavelengths. It looks like a inverted bell curve and going off. So you have a PEW or peak energy wavelength at the top, and then you have a distribution of other wavelengths that are coming at the body, and they're each doing something different to help you to heal.
So Dr. Raleigh Duncan, we've been speaking primarily about using far infrared saunas for our health. And another group of people who use far infrared saunas are athletes. How can far infrared saunas help athletes recover and speed up their training?
So it's very interesting. We have many different teams that are utilizing our saunas, and they'll use it in two ways. First is before a game, let's say, or in your training day, they'll go in just for a little while, and this will help to loosen up the muscles and to get everything relaxed, because injuries come when you're not relaxed. That's the first thing. And then after a workout, you go into the sauna, and it actually works to get the lactic acid out of the muscles, and it works to just relax, and any pain and that whole post-recovery, we call it. So recovering from a workout of something very strenuous, and it works very well. And then they go and do a cool down, and they've found it to be extremely beneficial. And then you have the cold plunges too. You've heard of contrast bathing. So you can go from the sauna into a cold plunge or a cold shower and then go back in. And when you do that, you get I talked about the vasodilation from the infrared. When you go in cold, you get a vasoconstriction. So that will help to pump out any swelling, inflammation. You know, there's different types of inflammation. Inflammation is good for us in some areas, but chronic inflammation is not. So that vasodilation and then vasoconstriction from the cold, and then you're pumping things out of your body that you don't want to have in there.
So as I mentioned, Dr. Raleigh Duncan, I got my first far infrared sauna 21 years ago when lab tests showed I had high levels of heavy metals, which are known to break down your nervous system and lead to things like dementia. How can far infrared saunas help us to prevent dementia and degenerative brain disease?
Well, it's the same thing, and you nailed it. The toxicity and the toxins are key to this. And also, we have our own toxins and that we produce in our bodies. They're not actually toxins, but if you stay too much in the sympathetic, your body, you know, with cortisol and coming, the body will have an effect. And that has been shown, obviously, if you're more stressed. Stress is the number one killer, actually, you know, in our whole society. So it's to get the toxins out of our body, so they're not going to have a higher incidence of these brain diseases, and to get you relaxed so that you're not producing chemicals that are harming us that way. And we're getting also the very, what we call the happy hormones, the dopamine, the oxytocin. If you're in the sauna with another person or petting your dog, serotonin, you know, all the good things, endorphins that are going to help you in your journey. So it's really living in that more relaxed space is one of the best things you can do, and keeping the chemicals. And you were so prescient in that 21 years ago to get the sauna and start doing the work.
So Dr. Raleigh Duncan, you're the founder and CEO of Clear Light Infrared Therapy Wellness Solutions. So you know a lot about how to be healthy. You're a chiropractor. You've studied infrared wavelengths. What does your personal wellness routine look like?
Oh, so my normal routine is to get up and I'll make a smoothie out of almond milk. I like Sun Warrior powder, and put some blueberries, something like that, in. Before I do that, I'll get in my sauna, preheat it, and just put in 20 minutes. I'll do that. I try to do that 4 times a week. I try to walk a lot, and I like doing a kettlebell routine. Try to do that 3 times a week. And aside from that, just you know, be with friends and family, and I love to read, and that's kind of my health routine that I do. But I'm a gadget guy. I'm always looking for, you know, what can we do to improve our sleep? What can we do to improve, you know, how we feel and how we are in the world. So that's sort of an endless quest. But my routine's very simple. I go to bed early, probably 9 o'clock. I eat early, and I like to eat around 6. And so get to exercise, fresh air, be out in nature, eat well. And I'm always experimenting, maybe fasting, doing different fasts. And yeah. Well, that's kind of how I try to live my life.
So, Dr. Raleigh Duncan, in any industry, there's always misconceptions. What do people not understand about far infrared saunas that you wish they understood better?
I was just talking about this at the last conference I was at, and so many people still are so enculturated that you have to get the air temperature up to whatever, 170 degrees. And it got to the point that we designed our saunas and made the temperature go up because that's what people wanted. So what I wish people would understand is that what I said before, preheat the sauna 20 minutes, maybe you'll be at 130, something like that, 135, go in, sit. And like I said, when you go in the infrared sauna, you'll think there's nothing happening here. It's not that hot. That's all to the good. Wait 5 minutes and it will feel like it's hotter. I get so much perspiration coming out of my body. I think it's because I've been taking saunas so long. You don't need those high temperatures to get to that point. So that's the biggest thing. And I kind of actually, Catherine, part of me's given up, and we're going to make saunas with combination of box of hot rocks and infrared. So you could do either. That'll be out this year at some point, probably in the next quarter or so, because there's a part of me that I wish everybody knew it, but I know that I'm swimming upstream. And so give people what they want and they'll have the infrared in there too. So
because there are some people who really don't like to be too hot.
Yes.
But the far infrared saunas can work even at very low settings, right?
Yes. Now, the other thing with infrared saunas, just set the sauna to the highest temperature. And the reason for that is you don't want it to ever get to that temperature, because if, let's say I just said, oh, get in at 130. Well, if you set it to 130, it'll reach 130, and then the heaters will turn off, and then there really won't be anything happening in there. So put the temperature way up. You know this from your own sauna usage. put it to the highest level. You just want to keep those heaters going. If it gets too hot in there, just open the door a little, let some fresh air in.
Yes. Now, I also want to say that there's an old book by Dr. Sherry Rogers called Detoxify or Die.
Yes.
Detoxify or Die. And in that book, Dr. Sherry Rogers talks about when she has people with mystery illnesses.
Yes.
Who have been all over the world going broke, trying to get well, and they can't. If they just simply get in a fur and fur sauna every day for a month, she said they're even the mystery illness people are like 33% better, right?
Yes. Yes. Because so many, and you hit the nail on the head with the toxins in our body. When we have toxicity, heavy metals, different toxins that are in our body gets confused and it doesn't know what's going on. It will mistake it for a hormone. And all this cascade of events will happen when really and so you're hunting for this root cause. And the root cause is that there's toxins in the body. Get the toxins out, and then your body can go back to normal functioning. So that I know that book. Yes, I've had that book for a long time.
Yeah, so I believe it's out of print now, right?
Is it? Oh, I should have bought more of those.
Yeah, but the point is, if you are listening to this broadcast and you're wanting to get well and you spent, you know, a fortune trying to get well and not sure what to do, get a far infrared sauna. Or in many cities now, there's chains, just like, you know, a gas station or a gym, there are chains where you can go in and use and get a monthly membership for a far-infrared sauna.
And there's sauna centers cropping up. In fact, that I just came from a conference of one of the leading ones, Perspire, and where they'll have 10 saunas in separate rooms, and you can go in just like the old suntan model. And I think it's great.
Yes, I have a client here in Atlanta who had thyroid problems, and she had adrenal burnout, which is very common, and thyroid problems. And I said, go into, you know, just get a monthly membership and go into the far infrared sauna every month, every week. So Dr. Raleigh Duncan, any final thoughts for our audience, what you really want people to understand about far infrared saunas?
Well, I think saunas for many years has been thought of culturally as a kind of just a luxury product. We have them at the Y, but to have one in your home is, oh, you must, you know, be a person of great wealth or have a lot of room, or imagine I have to build this thing in. And we've designed these saunas to, it's sort of every man's sauna. You can put it in, they're beautiful, set it up, plug it in, and then you'll have a sauna. If you figure in 6 months, you know, I think I'll put it in this room instead. It's very simple to take it apart. Or if you move, that's the biggest. So that's kind of a cultural difference to embrace. And we used to say there's no sauna culture in the United States like there is in Europe. But you know what, Catherine? There is one growing now. I can say after 30 years of being of talking about infrared saunas and getting these saunas out, that there really is, and the young people love it. Young people embracing sauna culture and as a community also, not just individual, but community sauna culture. And that makes me very happy.
And could you share for our audience sort of price ranges, like the cheapest model you could get versus the fanciest model?
So we go, we're starting point around $7,000, and you can go up into the stratosphere really with larger ones. We make outdoor saunas and smaller ones. We also have a sauna dome that's very inexpensive, at about a third of that cost. And the dome is two half cylinders that slide into each other. Very beautiful. And you lie in there, and it's really one of our most efficient saunas because you're at a very equidistant point from the heater at all places in your body. And then you put the two cylinders together, and just you can place it in a corner. So even if you don't have the space, even if you're not, you know, have fat checks rolling in and out of your bank account, you too can get a sauna. And that's my goal. I want everyone to have access to saunas because I think it's a birthright to have a body without toxins in it. We didn't come into this world asking for, you know, the toxicity is the byproduct of corporate America or whatever. And that's a whole other story. So I think that's our right.
You've been listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, Medical Intuitive Healer. You can find out more about me at CatherineKerrigan.com and on UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. Our guest today has been Dr. Raleigh Duncan, founder and CEO of Clear Light Infrared Therapy and Wellness Solutions. And you can find out more about Dr. Raleigh Duncan and his wonderful work at his website, infraredsauna.com. And remember, one of the simplest ways you can dramatically improve your health naturally is by using a fur infrared sauna. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural with the Natural Healing Show.